It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
The Burt Show.
I started going back to therapy like 4 weeks ago, and I gotta be honest with you, I'm so proud of myself, and I feel so good about the changes that I have made in my life over the course of the last 4 weeks that it has been a complete spirit changer for me.
You're beaming.
I'm beaming. I feel so proud of myself. What I've realized is there are a lot of times where I know that I'm not happy with something that I'm doing, and specifically I'm going to talk about drinking here in just a second, or not advocating for myself, or when things are bothering me, sweeping it under the rug, saying I'm going to get to it in a couple of days, and then I never have a talk with that person, specifically my fiance, and then it builds up and builds up and builds up like shaking a Coke can, right? Everything's fine until you take the top off of it, and then bam! Right. So I'm sort of on this journey right now to just really, really like just stop placating to people and be authentic to myself. And I can't truly worry about their response. All I can do is speak my truth. Right. And I've been doing that a lot the last 4 weeks, and it has hurt a couple of people's feelings, which I never intentionally do, but it has been my truth. Right. Anyway, now as it pertains to drinking, I have really, in fact, you saw it last night.
I did.
I have really, really changed my drinking habits. For years, I have told you guys that I just straight up have a dysfunctional relationship with alcohol. I started as a binge drinker when I was 16 years old, before high school football games. And that made me feel secure, I think, because, hey, I'm short. and I had some social anxiety. We didn't really call it that back then, but that's why I was numbing myself, right? So I never really drank any way except binge drinking. So having a drink or two drinks for me always turned into 8 or 9 drinks, no matter what. And I've sort of handled that with anything in my life. It's all in or not, right? So I have recently just decided that, you know, forget about talking about it. Now I'm going to do something about it. I am really weaning myself off of alcohol, not entirely. I'm giving myself some grace, like 2 or 3 drinks a week. It's actually 2. And then I'm stopping, because that's a much harder challenge for me, is having 1 drink than not having any drink. So there we are at dinner last night, right? And I order a drink, and the waiter there, the server actually knew I was only going to have 1 drink. How funny was that?
Yeah, so Bert orders his Tito's and soda, no fruit, and it comes out, and then a second server comes out and is checking in on the table, and all of our glasses were empty, so he wanted to check and see, and Tommy passed. Tracy obliged, I obliged, and then he looked at Bert and he goes, I know you're a one and done. And we were all like,
what?
And and Bert's like, you must listen to the show. And he goes, no, my girlfriend's a big fan though.
So she must have told him, like, this dude's not going to order more than 1 drink. Yeah. And she was right, I didn't. I had 1 drink, uh-huh, and then he made me a mocktail, which was really unsatisfactory.
It was just a big old tease,
man. And water, and I drank that, and I was fine, right? And that's where I'm at. And in fact, I started to get a little bit buzzed off of just that 1 drink.
It'll happen. Your tolerance goes down.
Way down, right? And I didn't like the way it made me feel. So as we were talking last night, it really confirmed that this is the right thing to do for me.
Yeah.
Either way, so I have been invited, big old test here, to go to Las Vegas with a bunch of guys.
Ooh,
for,
that's a real
for
test.
3 days, right? I know I can't go to Vegas and not partake in everything that Vegas has to offer, right? So I've been putting these guys off and putting these guys off and putting these guys off, right? And then I started to waffle a little bit. Like, you know what? maybe this is the test that the universe slash God, whatever, is putting in front of me. And maybe it's time to go to the major leagues and really test to see if I can just have a drink or two a night and not go all in.
I love you, but I don't think God tests people with trips to Vegas.
It's not God. Okay. It's someone very different.
Okay.
On the opposite end.
Yeah, it's on the opposite end.
Yeah.
So I have made the decision that, quite honestly, I can't do that yet.
Okay.
I'm not up for that.
I was about to say, you're going to be put on the DL so fast and back in single A ball.
Yeah, right. I'm not ready to do that. It was not challenging last night, but it's enough last night just to have one, and that I had the idea to order a second one, but decided, you know, discipline, mm-hmm. so I didn't. That if I'm in Vegas and I'm around dudes and everybody else is drunk, I can't handle that yet.
Is there not a happy meet? Okay.
In Vegas?
No.
No. I'm not talking about Vegas. Like a happy medium of like you allow yourself to have like a wild weekend. Not often, but like you do your what you're doing is great and I commend you. And then if you have an opportunity to go let loose with some friends and just like not worry about any of the restrictions you put on yourself and have a good time and then come back and go right back to the routine.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't want to put myself in that fight. I know what Vegas has to offer, and I just don't want to go back there.
Okay.
So if it's a spontaneous trip and I'm out with Bard and Joel or whatever, and we have more than one, and it turns into a more of a wild night, I'll give myself that grace. It's not...
I'm saying give yourself a little grace here.
I think that's where people get tripped up also when it comes to anything like this. Drinking, losing weight, you fall off one time and then you erase everything else that you just did. And then that begets eating more or drinking more again because you feel like you failed so much. My second part of this, and we can do this really quickly, is in my journey of honesty here, right? The thing that I'm so proud of the last 4 weeks, do I say to these dudes, hey, here's why I'm not going to Vegas. I'm really trying to cut down on my drinking. Or do I just say, no, guys, I don't have the time.
Well, based off of what you know with your friendships, do you think they're going to give you a hard time because of it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, my friends would too.
Yeah, but I created that, man, because I've given them enough alcohol pressure now that it would be warranted for them to give it back to me as well.
This is the fun guy over here. He was...
I used to be. I'm retiring from
fun. No, you are not retiring from that.
I'm weaning myself off of fun.
I think if there's any doubt in you whatsoever, any little part of you that wants to go, I would lie and just say, I don't have the time. I can't make it. I've got a conflict. Because otherwise, I would succumb. If they gave me pressure, I'd be like, you know what? It's fine. This one, it's fine. I'll go. And then you've undone the decision you've already made for yourself.
And you do have a conflict. You have an inner conflict right now. So it's not a lie.
It's not a lie.
It's just not a full admission of the truth.
I don't owe them the explanation on why, right? Mm-hmm.
No, and I feel like I would normally say be authentic and be honest, but how I know friends can be, when you tell them I don't want to drink and then you're going to have to deal with, oh, come on, it's one weekend, right. It's one day, just do... I would just say, no, I don't have the time.
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I could see them being like, well, come, you don't have to drink, just come party with us, just one drink, you don't have to. Yeah, it'll turn into a whole thing.
Call up right now if you've ever just had one drink in Vegas.
No way.
Yeah, you are a character out of Marvel or DC comic if you've done that. You are a superhero.
The Burt Show.